General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. 9:42. Clouds and 26 degrees as this Monday rolls on. From Wilkin County Emergency Management, here to talk anything but that. We're talking recycling today because it is the month of April, and I'm excited because I know spring's almost here. Because Brianna Koval's looking at me with this recycling look in her eye. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm not sure about the recycling look, but we'll go with
it's that.
It's
that recycling look. You've got two different looks.
And today it's recycling.
Two different personas, see, that you bring in here. And every April, I get to talk about recycling with you, which is awesome.
Yes, and I see you're wearing green. That's the color of recycling.
Right?
So it all works out.
And I'm always amazed with Wilkin County how much you can do for us over there when it comes to recycling. But this is kind of a whole different animal because for 1 month, you can, folks, if you've got a lot of cans, you know, don't crush them, but bring them into Wilkin County Recycling. Okay,
yes.
I'm going to shut up now and just let you take this.
So every April, in honor of Earth Day, which happens later this month, we do an incentive on our aluminum can redemption.
Right.
You can bring your aluminum cans to Wilkin County Recycling, you know, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, all through the year, and get those, and we'll give you a little cash for it. But in April, to try to get everybody in the mindset of recycling, and in honor of Earth Day, we do an incentive on top of that. So in March, you are getting 20 cents per pound.
Right.
In April, you're going to get 40 cents per pound.
Okay.
So we doubled the price. So it makes it a little worthwhile for you to bring those aluminum cans in that you may have been hoarding for a little while in hopes that the price was going to be what we were paying last year. Well, last year we were paying 70 cents
that
a pound
was crazy.
Because the markets
yeah.
were great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it was an absolute insane year for aluminum cans. This year, the markets aren't quite as great, but still we've doubled the price. So we're going to give you 40 cents per pound, 42 cents per pound if you bring in over 100 pounds. And it's always 42 cents a pound if you're going to donate that to one of the organizations that we collect for.
Right.
We have
and
a list of
yeah,
you know,
mention that.
20
yeah.
or so organizations that we collect cans for. Everybody's familiar with the cans for camels that the zoo has because you can drop cans down at the zoo or over at Wapton Econo. And they have dumpsters there where you can donate. But we also collect for the Humane Society, the Scout Packs, the Diesel Club over at NDSCS. Pirate Archery has an account down in Hankinson.
Wow.
We collect for a group out of Clare City, South Dakota, because they're looking at putting in a new park. We have an endless list of organizations that you can donate that stuff to, the food pantry, all sorts. But it's always 42 cents a pound if you bring it in and you're going to donate it. Otherwise, 40 cents a pound if you're just bringing in a few cans, over 100 pounds, 42 cents again. So it's a really, really great time. And look at the weather.
I'd rather not.
It's starting to get nicer. If you just don't talk about Tuesday, Wednesday, and look
no.
at the forecast
okay,
moving
okay.
forward from there, it looks great.
Hang on. No, I said that this morning. I said good news, bad news. Crappy weather here the next couple days. Easter weekend looks beautiful.
Yes. If we can survive 48 more hours, then it looks good. It
yeah.
looks like a really nice melting pattern for us as far as in the 30s and low 40s. Really at the tail end of our forecast, which you never really know when you're talking about 10 days out for temperatures. But I've seen 50s on there, but
yeah,
still
I
freezing
too.
Temperatures at night, which is really, really great. But now we're off topic. Recycling.
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 Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't want to talk
cans.
About the weather. You took me down that rabbit
know,
hole.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
So aluminum cans. Bring those aluminum cans to us Tuesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 6, Saturdays 8 to noon. Otherwise, if you have other recyclables that you're looking to recycle, such as newsprint, plastic, tin cans, magazines, phone books, office paper, shredded paper, used oil filters, antifreeze, tires, fluorescent light bulbs, all of the things, we can take all of that.
Wow.
Exactly.
That amazes
now,
me.
Everything except light bulbs you can drop off 24/7 at our recycling site in Breckenridge at the Wilkin County Recycling Center. We have a cardboard dumpster outside. We have a recycling bin outside. That's where our tire drop-off is, where our oil drop-off is. All of that stuff is outside. Now, if you want to get rid of your fluorescent light bulbs and you are a Wilkin County resident, you do have to come in on our operating hours. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 6,
okay.
Saturdays, 8 until noon. If you are an out-of-county resident, you can still get rid of your fluorescent light bulbs as well. We're just going to charge you a fee depending on the size of those light bulbs. But right. you can still recycle it.
You can still recycle that.
Absolutely, because ultimately, what is the goal of recycling? The goal of recycling is to reuse products and to keep stuff out of the landfill.
Okay.
Because if we can reuse something, it gives it a second life. If you put it in the landfill, that's it. That's done. It will be there forever. So if you can bring those recyclable items to us, we can help, you know, move things forward, give things a second life, and improve our environment.
Well, and it helps, too, that Wilkin County recycles almost everything.
Yes,
so absolutely. You've got all these options, which is fantastic.
Right. And let's always think about reuse as well, particularly for household hazardous waste and paint.
Right.
So we have a reuse exchange center at our facility in Breckenridge where there's paint available, there's stain available, there's aerosols, spray paints, ag chemicals, all sorts of those types of things we have available on our exchange wall where we have some shelves and cabinets that are just full of items that you can come by and take for free.
How nice is that?
I know, absolutely. And it gives all of that stuff a second life. Or maybe somebody was painting their house and they had a couple extra cans of paint that have never even been opened. Maybe you had half a can of stain left from when you stained your deck. The stain is still good. You're just not going to use it again. Well, somebody else might have a smaller project where they can use that. So come by Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 6, Saturdays, 8 to noon, and you can take a look at our reuse area.
We're going to talk more recycling on Wednesday, let's hope.
Yes.
And definitely on Friday. It's going to be very nice on Friday. Good stuff. Brianna, great to have you in here talking recycling throughout the entire month of April.
Absolutely.
All right. We will talk hopefully on Wednesday. It's 9:48 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.